We're not against rap. We're not against rappers. But we are against those.
Something big about to happen. I hear the beat tapping.
We some fly rhyming felines rapping on the track. Better yet, grab a gat, cause we hot like.
Enzo, doors closed, windows up, cause that's the way we like to ride. Windy City hitting.
Check mic 1, 2, 1, 2. We live, baby.
Hey, what's up, Chicago? Welcome back to Speak Your Mind Radio, episode 485. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Miss Hip Hop. And today is February 15th, 2024, Thursday, 12:40 p.m. and it's currently 41 degrees outside. Okay, first, before we hop into this episode, I want to thank y'all for listening and sharing the podcast. Thank you so much for your commitment. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate it. Thank you for commenting on Spotify about the episode today. Thank you. Oh, and if you want to collaborate with me or jump on a new episode with me, email me at speakyourmindradio2021@yahoo.com. Okay? All right, y'all. In today's episode, yes, we will be discussing Alabama's Tamia Monique Carter, aka Flo Milli. The 24-year-old rapper and singer rose to fame after her 2018 track Be Flo Milli, which grabbed a lot of folks' attentions because it went instantly viral with over 125 million streams. That's a lot. And then her 2019 track, the follow-up track, was In the Party. That blew up all over TikTok as well. I'm like, dang, girl, you was on it. Now, she just woke up and just broke the internet. Flo Milli, literally. And now Flo Milli's Never Lose Me, that track, she achieved the longest streak at number one on the TikTok Billboard Top 50 chart. Okay, so let me say this. Not to get it confused, the TikTok Billboard is not the same as the music Billboard charts. It's just whatever sound is trending on TikTok at the time. You know what I'm saying? So, in other words, whenever it pops due to its popularity. Okay? Flo Milli's Never Lose Me has been number one for 4 weeks straight and now holds the longest streak on the TikTok Top 50 charts. That's big. And Never Lose Me also reached the Billboard Hot 100. Plus, y'all, let me tell you, plus numerous other international charts on top of that. And the song, it just keeps getting hotter and hotter. And it only released last year in 2023 in November. Crazy, right? That's a big jump. It only took the girl 4 years to get here. 4 freaking years. That's amazing. Now, the track Never Lose Me is about, you know what I'm saying, being a confident lover and, you know, having a strong passion and having some crazy rich sex vibes. You know what I'm saying? When your man is rich and he giving you what you need and, you know, you're exchanging that for sex, you know, hot sex on the boat, you know, make the platter complete. Hey, that's what I get from the song. I really like this song a lot, though. Also, you know, it kind of just reminds me of staying in the driver's seat, you know, with your relationship, you know what I'm saying? The song reminds me of like riding in a fast Ferrari down the interstate, you know, holding your guy's hand, you know what I'm saying? Doing whatever, you feel me? Okay, anyway, Flo Milli's style, to me, is very desirable and fitting for this generation of hip-hop trap lovers, basically. She has a really nice voice, and she's not just a rapper. She's a singer, too, and her voice is enduring. Like, I love listening to her sing, you know, especially on this track, Never Lose Me. Take a listen. Oh, and by the way, if you're not downloading Spotify by now to listen to all these great songs, I don't know what to freaking tell you, because you're missing out. I'm gonna tell you that much. You are missing the freak out, okay? But anyway, so y'all, let's hope Let's hope and pray that this track, Never Lose Me, goes on Flo Milli's fourth upcoming album, Find Hold Stay, because she could be up for a 2025 Grammy. I mean, you just never know, right? All these new artists coming out, especially blowing up all over TikTok, it's the most amazing thing ever in life. I mean, when I say in life, I'm talking about like in music, because you remember back in the day, you know, when YouTube was just regular YouTube, before there were real content influencers on there and people blowing up all over with their music, it was just like regular people, you know, making music videos or, you know what I'm saying, being independent and doing their own thing. And that's how like the likes of Justin Bieber from Canada, that's how he blew up, was over YouTube. So basically TikTok is the new YouTube, you know what I'm saying? That's how you blow, that's how you succeed. Actually, I'm gonna give another tip out too. Now you go back to YouTube and you want to blow up on YouTube, baby, use those shorts. Those shorts will make your page go further and further and reach people that you never thought that you could reach before. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you use those shorts. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you use those reels on Facebook too. These are things that all go hand in hand for the evolution of your business to grow, whatever it is that you're trying to display at this time. If you're trying to make your dreams come true, make sure you use the reels. Make sure you use the TikTok 10 minute videos, 3 minute videos, whatever it is, honey. Make sure you use the shorts on YouTube, because that's what's going to take you far, period. Okay, I love y'all so much. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Speak Your Mind Radio. You guys enjoy your day and make sure you download that Spotify to hear these great songs. Peace.